Greetings in Jesus' name on this fifth day of May, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's currently in the 40s outside, and we are absolutely, positively seeing Mr. Sunshine. It's been weeks since we have seen Mr. Sunshine, and we are glad to see Mr. Sunshine. We're excited about all that God has in store. We're preparing now for a large ladies' conference that will start tonight and end tomorrow. Mrs. Plowman from way down in Vidalia, Georgia, is coming up with her husband, and she's going to be teaching and ministering the word. And then Mrs. Redmond from Whiting, Maine, one of the churches we started, Bo Redmond's wife, will be coming to minister the word, and we'll be having just a tremendous time. That is, the ladies will be. I'm supposed to be helping the head chef in our church prepare for all of these ladies, so certainly I need the prayers of God's people. Thank you for praying for us as we are going to be hosting this, and looking at right now at around 175 ladies. You heard me right. Around 175 ladies that are coming to be a part of all of this activities. Oh, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy. And today I'm going to be continuing to sheetrock and to work very feverishly on the bathrooms at the new campus and to continue to labor on for Christ there. And so much to do, literally. Just mind-boggling how much there is to do. And we're pressing forward. Thank you for praying for us. In your Bibles today, I'd like for you to look with me in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 19, where the Bible says, "So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him." This is an amazing experience that you read about in the Word of God, of an elder coming to a younger and casting his mantle upon him for the work of the ministry. I think about this because last night I ministered the Word at Wells Branch Baptist Church, a church that we're asking God to rebuild for His glory. This is the ninth church that we've been a part of, and we're continuing to discount because we want to, by the end of our life, maybe we could say 100 or 200, and just seeing works rebuilt for glory. And I'm there and pastoring two works at the same time, wondering if there is a younger Elisha that my mantle could be cast upon, that I could that could take up where I'm serving, and not that I'm kicking out or giving up, but where are the Elishas that we can put our mantle upon and will come under the burden of seeking God in prayer and Bible study and soul winning and outreach and building? People all of the time say, "Brother Bill, I can't do any of this. You're a builder and a pilot and a plumber and a..." Come on, stop even talking about that. That's what God wants to do in all of our lives. He wants to gift us. He wants to give us wisdom. He wants to give us the ability to be able to do things. I'd like to be able to take the mantle that I have and put it on someone else. So here's Elijah. He says, I'm going to cast my mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Hold on a minute here. Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." Oh, here we go. Here we go. "Well, Brother Bell, I'll come to New England, but first I've got to get my education. And first I've got to, you know, I've married my wife, and I've got to stay here for 1 year and warm her heart so that everything will work out fine in our marriage." I understand. That's what Elijah said to Elisha. He ran after Elijah, but here's what Elisha said. "I got to go kiss my father and my mother, and then will I follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" Verse 21, "And he returned back from him, took a yoke of oxen, slew them, boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, gave it unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him." What an amazing associate that we have here that would minister unto the man of God, Elisha. And God used Elisha in a great and in a marvelous way. I wonder today, dear friend, are you in Elisha? Are you in Elisha? Are you in a place where somebody can cast their mantle upon you and you can run after the man of God and minister unto him and serve together and see great works built for God? I'm praying that God will do that and put it in someone's heart to be that even for us, that we could continue to see churches build and work as teams and work as partners and see great things happen. I know God did it for Elijah and Elisha, and I know God can do it for us. May the Lord grant that. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a fabulous Friday, and pray for us this weekend at the ladies' conference and all the places I'll be preaching, not only in our church in Wales, but also in Yarmouth, Maine, for Brother Brooks Suttle at their big anniversary celebration. It's going to be a great weekend. Pray for us. God bless you. Love you. I'll see you on Monday.